Well, some of the Welsh Premier League sides didn't have it all their own way in this round, of course. We've heard about Rhyl losing to Cefn Drud 1-0 after extra time, and NBI Llandudno were 0-0 by Buckley Town right until the end of extra time. It went to the penalties, and Buckley won through by 4-3. Well done, Buckley. Let's hear from the losing manager, Alan Morgan, NBI. But Talbot didn't have it all their own way in their tie either. They won 2-1 eventually on the Friday night game, but it was 1-1 at full time with Cambrian and Clydach Vale. Of course, but Talbot having an outfield player in goal due to their goalkeeping crisis sounded quite a thriller down at the Gen Quip. Got to say to Gap Connors Key, I thought they'd struggle against Prestatyn in town. Proved wholly wrong I was by the dynamic duo up there. Well done, guys. A 3-0 away win against Prestatyn in town. No mean feat at all. And then the other games to look at. Well, Ballytown, of course, away at Carmarthen. They won 3-1 and a good win as well for Airbus away at Haverford West County by 2-0. Finally, the new Saints, the current holders, cruising through against Aberystwyth Town by 3-0. But perhaps result of the weekend was Barry Town United taking Denbigh Town, the World Cup finalists, by the way, remember that, to a 6-1 thriller down at the old Jenner Park. Now, 5 of those goals came from the boot of James Dixon. Remarkable story, he scored 10 in 2 Welsh Cup rounds. Here's the man himself to explain why his feet are so awesome.